Monty's late. What can I tell you? He's going to get punished. He can't come this late.
Stands in the corner.
It's not like he has to catch up.
It's not like he gets credit for all the other days if he's here like 80 minutes early. But okay, today's daf in the whole week with double sponsorship. Number one, today, sponsored by Judy and Howie Han, Zecha Nishmas Hendel Bas Hachavri Yisrael, Hilda Simon, and sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Daskal, Zecha Nishmas Yitzchak Moshe Ben Yisrael Yehuda. I also like to learn today's daf, Zecha Nishmas, my grandmother, who's your side today, Rivka Bas Elazar Elimelech. Okay, so we are on Lamed Beis Amud Beis by the words Gufa. Okay, so Gufa. Today's daf is not easy. Amar Rav Shimon Ben Lakish. Rav Shimon Ben Lakish says, Shachat es hakana v'achar kach nikva hareya kshera. What did he say? He said, if you shechted the windpipe, and right first you shechted the windpipe, you're late. First he shechs the windpipe, and then he shechs the, and then before he shechs the esophagus, the lung gets a puncture in it. So the lung basically gets just a wound that would make it a trefa, but only after he shechs the windpipe. Rav Shimon Ben Lakish said that it's kasher. Why? Because the lung has no independent life, so to speak, without the windpipe. Once you cut the windpipe, it would view the lung as if it's already put in a basket. It's not there anymore because it doesn't have ability to work anymore. So any trefa that develops in the lung after the windpipe is shechted, and we shecht the windpipe usually first because the windpipe is exposed to the front, after you shecht the windpipe, if anything happens to the lung, there's nothing, the animal is fine. So the Gemara says, Amar...
That's the glot business, right?
No, glot is something in the lungs. I understand, but this is not. You've checked the lung. This is idea that this is kosher. Right? I don't know. It's something different. So Amar Rava, it's related, but it's not the case we're dealing with. Amar Rava, lo Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish ela abireya hoil v'chayi reya tlu b'kana abav v'nei ma'ayim lo. Rava says and qualifies Rish Lakish's statement to what we said that he only makes this statement regarding the reya. Meaning on the lung. But if you would have shechted the windpipe, and before you shechted the esophagus, there gets a puncture or a trefa thing happens to the intestines, then he would say that it's not kosher. Because then there's a trefa, that the animal became a trefa prior to the shechita. So if you look, I am low, it's the last Rashi of the short lines. I am low. Im nikvu b'nei me'ayim, right, if the intestines got a hole in them, a puncture, being carnal veshes between the windpipe and the esophagus, veshet. Achar shchita sakana trefa. After you shechted the windpipe, it's trefa. The chiyusa d'bnei me'ayim lo bekana taloi el veshet. The life force of the intestines is not connected to the windpipe; it's connected to the esophagus. So that's why it makes a difference. So maskef la Rabbi Zeira. Okay. So again, if you shecht an animal, and you shecht the windpipe, right? You shecht the windpipe, and then if it gets a puncture in the lung, and then you shecht the esophagus, it doesn't matter, because the puncture in the lung is viewed, once you shecht the windpipe, the lung is viewed as if it's put in a basket. It's put aside, because the lung loses its function once the windpipe is shechted. Okay, so maskif la Rav Zeira. So Rav Zeira then asks the Rava. Apparently Rav Zeira had a different reason as to why this would work. Masla Rav Zeira, me'achar shenoldu basimani trefa hitarta mali bireya mali b'nei me'ayim. Rav Zeira says, what's the difference? I mean, we already said the difference, but what's the difference between the puncture happening in the windpipe, in the lung, or the puncture happening in the intestines? Either way, once you started doing the shechita, it should be fine. If something happens in the process of the shechita, just because you get a trefa, think something to trefa happening after the start of the process, it shouldn't make a difference. Rashi says, "Itarta." So it's the first mid-sized line. Itarta. The svirulan, because Zera holds, kevan demitzasa ishchit. Once you start doing the shechita, sulo mitrefa. You cannot create trefa once you start the shechita process. The ain trefa lechatzi chius. There's no such thing as being a trefa for an animal that's half alive or half shechted. The how lo sviru little Rav Zeira the time of Mishnah Darmina and command in mancha b'dikula demaya. Because Rav Zeira apparently is not holding like the way we explained before that the difference is because when you shech something, when the puncture happens in the lung, we view the lung as if the lung is put in the basket. He doesn't hold that. He has a different shita. So, but by Rab Zeira, but Rab Zeira then retracted from his Machlokas Rashi Tosas, what he retracts from, we'll go with Rashi, that he retracts from his Svara of Chatzi Chiyusa, and he goes back and agrees that the reason why it's Kachter in our case is only because it happens to be the lung, because once the trachea is cut, the lung has no independent life. How do we know that Rab Zeira retracted? The Rab Zeira asked the following question in a suffix. Nikvu b'nei me'ayim ben simon l'simon. So what's the case? Similar to our case. What happens here is that you shech the windpipe, and then the intestine gets a hole in it. Right? We said that does not create a kasher shechita. Right? But nikvu b'nei me'ayim ben simon l'simon. Mahu. What's the halacha? Mi mitzdaref simon rishon l'simon shein l'tahara midei l'vela olo. Do we combine the shechita of the first simon with the simon of the second simon? Why would you and why would you not? So what's Rashi? Look at the good Rashi. Rashi says, so it's 8 lines in the mid-sized lines. It says, Mi mitzdarif simon rishon, the simon sheni, the tarman vela. Mi amrinon, do we say, simon rishon, right, the windpipe that was shechted, Nishchas lebeis devarim. It was going to accomplish, the beginning of the process, it was going to accomplish two things. Number one, it was going to accomplish lahatir achila. Number one, it was going to say that it was helping you to eat the animal. And number two, l'taharim edin nevela. It was also going to make sure that this animal doesn't become tamek like as a nevela. V'simon sheni, but the second simon sheni, lo ba lahatira ba'achila. It's not coming to matter the animal by achila. Why? Because I just got a puncture in the intestines before I shechted the second simon. Shaharei nitrifa el tahara. It's only coming to accomplish one goal. It only has one purpose. So the question is going to be, can you combine a shechita that's going to accomplish two purposes with a shechita that's only accomplished one purpose? And that's what the Gemara says. Rashi says, v'kevan de'ein on shavim, since they're not equivalent, because one's accomplishing two purposes, one's only accomplishing one purposes, maybe we'll say, ein shechitas on mitzarfos. Maybe you can say that the shechita of each simon doesn't combine with the other. The alpha god, the simon rishon, l'tarmi de nevela, nami nishkot, even though the first one also accomplishes the same thing as the second one, which is to be mitari for nevela, but since the first one also is going to accomplish heter achila, it doesn't combine with the second one. And if it doesn't combine, then you don't have a valid shechita. And what do you have? You have a nevela. Right? So he says, oh, dilma kevin the rishon after Torah, but maybe you'll say also that since the rishon also has in it, it also has the idea, it has the same thing that the second one's going to do, which is l'harim for nevela, meet the nevela nishkot, mitzara for sheni. Do we say that they combine? So that's his shaila. The proof right away is you see right now that he's only asking as to whether or not this is tar from nevela or not. But he's agreeing that it's us, that it's usher l'achila. In his previous statement, he said, who cares? There's no treifa for chatzichius. This is a chatzichius case, and he doesn't have heter achila. So right away, you see that he was chozer from his shita. Okay. So that's right. Mimis Tarif, and then the Gemara says, V'amrinon, and this suffix of Rab Zeira, we say, Lav Hainu Debay Ilfa, is it not similar to the suffix that Ilfa has? So what's the suffix of Ilfa? So Ilfa has a suffix of an animal that's pregnant. So if you shecht an animal that's pregnant, and so along with the shechita of the mother, that makes the fetus inside mutter, called ben patua, that makes the fetus mutter. However, if during the shechita or whatever it is, the fetus sticks out one of its limbs, that limb has the status of a nevela. That limb has the status of a nevela. So what happens here, the bai ilfa s, hotzi uber es yodo ben simon le simon. So you shech the first simon, just a simon le simon, you shech the first simon, and before you get to shechting the second simon, the uber sticks out one of its limbs. You're trying to get the shechita in, you know, to try to kill two birds with one stone. So you can, but you're off. The timing was off. The uber sticks out one of its limbs, right? So hotzi uber es yado ben simon l'simon mahu. What's the din of this hand that stuck out? Is it? Do we go? What can we say? Mi mitzdarif simon rishon l'simon shein l'tarmin nevela. Do we say it's a nevela because it didn't have shechita? I guess it dies. It doesn't have shechita. Oh, low, or maybe not. So what's the shaila again? So Rashi says, Mimitzdarif Rishon L'Sheni, Ho'il V'Gam Hu L'Tahir Nishchat, oh, low. Same concept. when we the first shechita, the first siman was done with the idea that it was going to be matir lechila and matir midei nevela. The second sheet, the second siman is only has heter nevela attached to it, because you can't eat it because it stuck its hand out. The shechita doesn't count. So do we say they were tzarif or not? It's the same shaila. So the Gemara says, now's the proof, which we already said, ad kan lo iboyilon ella the tahara min nevela avabalchila asura. Rav Zeira shaila, which we mentioned before, was whether or not we combined siman 1 to siman 2 to say this animal is not a nevela. But nowhere in the shaila did he ask whether it's motzei l'achila. In his previous iteration, where he says ein shechita l'chatzi chiyus, that you can't have a treifa develop in between the simanim, he would have held that this animal would have been kosher to eat. Right. So you see that he retracted from his statement. He says no, not so fast. Amrlei Rav Acha bar Rav l'Ravina Dilma maybe li'olam lo hadarbe. Maybe he still holds what he holds, but Rabbi Zeira l'dvarav de Ravak Amar v'lei lo svirlei. Maybe all Rabbi Zeira is saying, okay, listen, I hold that there's no concept of treifa l'chatzichius. So for me, it makes no difference where the treifa occurs once you shet to the first simon, because once you shet to the first simon and you're in the process of shechita, you're good to go. According to you, Rava, who said that Reish Lakish's statement was that if you start shechting and it gets a puncture in the lung, then the shechita is kosher, that only applies to the lung, not to the bema'ayim. Well, let me ask you the following question. Let me ask you the question about, I guess, this question that he's asking. If nikum v'ma'ayim in siman l'siman, you say that it's mutter b'chil or asr b'chil, what about, does it become a nevel or not? Does it combine to make, if you can't eat it, right, he says you can't eat it, but do you limit it only to the fact that you can't eat it, but it's not a nevela? Or do you combine the two simanim to say that despite the fact that you can't eat this animal, is it no longer isr, asr b'nevela? But maybe he himself didn't retract. Okay. Amar, next. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, Shema mina b'dor Shimon ben Lakish. We learn out from Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Again, what did Rav Shimon ben Lakish said? Once you shef the windpipe and it becomes a puncture in the lung, that lung is viewed as it's not there because you already shefted the windpipe. The lung has no independent existence without it. So that puncture in the lung doesn't count. And then you shef the next simon, the animal is kosher. So Shema mina b'dor Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Mizamnim Yisrael al b'nei me'ayim, ve'ein mizamnim ovei kochavim al b'nei me'ayim. You can invite a Jew to eat the intestines, including the reya, but you can't have a guy eat the intestines. Why?
What?
Well, let's read the Gemara. We'll see what's going on. Okay, so one second. Where's the Rashi? Right. Oh, Rashi, Shema, Mamina, Mizam, Ov, Kavim, Lo, Abed, Imayim. Rashi says, Mishum Reya. Rashi says, we're talking about Mimayim. Rashi holds, we're talking about the lung. It's our case, where the lung gets punctured in between the Shechita between the first Simon and the second Simon. Right? Mishum Reya, the Havi Kimisho, Tzia, Mina, Behema, Ba'odam, Ifarcheses. It's viewed as if you removed the lung while the animal was still sort of flailing away, because you haven't finished the first second Simon. Right? The Ove, Kochavim, a guy does not allow to eat. Right? A guy is not allowed to eat from an achai. It's one of the shemitz meinoach. But when is he mutter to start eating the animal? When the animal is dead. Not shechita. It's not shechita. The eiver achai neshalhen. The ein yotzei lehem mi the eiver achai atcha tamus. The animal does not leave the status of being alive until it dies. For us, what's the hechsher? The hechsher is shechita. So once I shechted the first simon, then that, you know, and then a second, then they get the, and then the, so you pull out the reya doesn't have any existence anymore because it's already gone. Aval Yisrael yotzta midei eiver nechai al yedei shechitasa. So the shechita is what matters it for a Jew. It's death that matters it. So shechita and death are not going to be equivalent according to this man d'amar. The other side would probably say no. Shechita equals death. Shechita, so that's the lum that's behind it. Probably they're going to say that shechita is not equal to death. So when he starts shechting the windpipe, the lung is as if it's not there anymore, so it no longer is Eivir Menachai. But for a guy, it only leaves Eivir Menachai upon actual death. So therefore, he can't eat. If you remove the lung at that point in time, he can't eat it. Right? My timer, the Gemara says, Yisrael de b'shchitasa tal yumilsa, Kevan the ikar shkita ma'al yisa ishtarihu. Once you have a good shkita, and again, once you shut the esophagus, it's a good, the windpipe, it's a good shkita for the lung, so rip out the lung, you're good to go. Sagilu, they need actual nechir, actual killing, death, ubemisa talim milsa, it's all about, it's enough just to even just rip the windpipe out, ubemisa talim milsa, and the whole heter of Eivim Nechai is only upon the actual death of the animal, so ke'Eivim Nechai damu. So if you rip out the lung before the actual death of the animal, it's going to be considered Eivim Nechai for the guy, right? Amar Papa, Rav Papa says, "Havi Yasvina Kamei the Vachav Bar Yaakov." I was sitting in front of Vachav Bar Yaakov. Ubayi the Emolei Mi Ikamidi the Yisrael Shari Lo Yichav Rasan. Is what you guys were asking, right? He says, "I wanted to ask. I guess I didn't. The Lo Arminan Lei Damina High Time of Kamar." Because I thought he must have a reason, but I wanted to ask, how is it possible that there is something that is mutter to a Jew, but usher to the guy? That's what I think. That's what everybody was saying. How can that be? So then we say, Tanya Dilo Kirav Achav Bar Yaakov. We have a brisa that goes against Rav Achav Bar Yaakov, meaning that you could give it to the guy. Because it says, Harotze le'echol mi behema kodem shetetze nasha. If you want to eat a piece of the animal before it actually is dead, before it actually dies, Rashi says, that's very healthy, apparently. So what do? You do the shrita, and before the animal actually stops flailing away, you choseich kezayis basar mibeis hashkita, you cut out a kezayis of the meat from the makom hashkita, umolcho yofa yofa, I guess there's a lot of blood, so you got to do a lot of milicha, umadicho yofa yofa, and then I guess there's a lot of salt then, so you have to clean it off very well, umamtim la achetetzi nafsha, you wait till the animal actually dies, I'm not sure how long this lasts, but umamtim la achetetzi nafsha, va'ochlo, and then you can eat it, right? So you're ripping out this piece of meat after the shkita, but prior to actual death of the animal. And nevertheless, it says here, Echerobi Chachavim Vechisro Mutimbo, even the guy is mutter. So you should get a shkita, even matters it for the guy. But you said you have to wait till the animal dies, Rashi says, because it's not so nice to be eating, right? Rashi says, Matin Lech Techen Afsho, because the Pasuk says, Lo Sochlu Al Adam. That's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. But you see that the guy also is mutter to eat this meat prior to the actual death of the animal.
By Jew eating it, Eivim Nechai.
No, it's not, because the shechita is done. That's the whole chiddush that we're saying, that once the shechita is done, once the shechita is done properly, you view you view the limbs as placed in the basket. When it came to the lung, that lung is placed in the basket once you shut the windpipe. This, you probably have to do both simonim, and then you can do it.
Chances are, after he salts it and washes it, and
the animal's dead.
The animal's dead.
Yeah, so chances are, but maybe, the assumption of the Gemara is, and there's a possibility that it's not, and if it's not, you still can eat it, even the goy, and that proves that the goy can eat when it comes to shechita. And Messiah Leila Rav Idi Bar Avin, there is another brisa that supports Rav Idi Bar Avin. Who's Rav Idi Bar Avin? Oh, this brisa supports Rav Idi Bar Avin. The Amr Rav Idi Bar Avin, Amr Rav Yitzchak Bar Yishaan, Harotze Sheyavri, if you want to get healthy, I guess there's health benefits to this type of meat. Harotze Sheyavri, Chosei Chazayis Basar Reisa Shkita Shabahema, you cut out the Chazayis of meat from the Makum Shkita of the Behema, Umocho Yofa Yofa, Medicha Yofa Yofa, Umamtala Chetete Nafsha, Vyechero Vichavim, Vyechero Yisrael, Mutar and Ba. Okay, so that proves that the guy still, the guy can eat it. But again, we're still, according to Rashi, we may still have the machlokas team, Rav Zera and Rava, as to whether or not if you shech the first simen and then you get a puncture in the intestines, if that puncture in the intestines makes the animal treif or not. According to the way Rava interprets Reish Lakish, the only treifa that doesn't have impact after you shech the windpipe is a treifa in the lung, as long as you use it in the basket. Rav Zera has a shita that ain treifa lechatzichius, once you start the shkita process, anything that happens inside is no longer considered something that's going to make the animal into a treifa.
I'm not sure how you verify that the puncture took place after. Maybe it took place a year ago, and by the way... Also,
I'm not sure either, but apparently the shkita didn't know. Okay. That's what happened. They know. That's the Gemara's making that assumption. Okay. Hashochet behema chaya v'of. Another matzias that I have difficulty understanding, but you shecht the behema, the domesticated animals, the chaya, the non-domesticated animals, and the bird, and no blood comes out. I don't understand the matzias. The Gemara assumes that this is something that can happen, and since it can happen, the Gemara has to make a halacha about it, Mishnah has to make a halacha about it, and says they're still kosher. The birds, the animals are still they're still kosher, even though no blood comes out, especially with the Chayin oath that have a mitzvah of Kisui Hadam. So you see that the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam is independent, I guess, of you don't have to make, the animals are kosher.
You're assuming you're slaughtering each one separately, not all slaughtering all together.
Yeah, it's or. Right. It's or.
Yeah, came before you with two things.
Right, the Rosh and the Rishonim say that actually there's no chiddush here by the behemoth. The chiddush is really by the chai and the oaf, because you have to do kisur adam, and there's no blood, so it's independent. Next, now we're going to enter the world of tumah and tara, and more specifically tumah and tara of on the rabbanon status. Okay, so let's remember that when it comes to tumah, there is a tikkun de rabbanon that our hands are considered a sheni. Okay, and our hands are considered a sheni. Chulin can only become non-consecrated items can only become tame up to a sheni. Truma can go to a shlishi, and kachim kodesh can go to revi. Okay, so then based on that information, we should be able to ask a question on the Mishnah. So then he says this behema chayv of also things cannot become tame food items unless they become huchshir lekabel tumah, which asks me one of the seven liquids has to fall on it with chiyutan. So what happens here is you shechted the chai of the oaf and no blood came out. So the Mishnah says, Ne'echolin bi'adayin miso avos l'fishlo hukshiru b'dam. You can still eat them with non-clean hands, which are a sheni, because the meat is not hukshiru l'kabel tumah, because no blood got on it. So you can still eat it. Okay, so Rashi says, bi'adayin miso avos in the Mishnah, klomar below netila, without washing the hands, the gazra leim liyoshnios, right? There was a gzera, I think, even from Shlomo Melech, that your hands are sheni utuma. The fact that we wash our hands and tears of dying is a vestige of this takana. Ube gemara parech, the gemara is going to ask, who cares whether or not the food item was hukshu lekabel tumah or not? Hukshu nami ain't sheni osha shlishi b'chulin. Who cares whether or not? Because the hands are a sheni, and even if the blood fell onto the food items, the food items are chulin. So my sheni would make it a shlishi. There is no shlishi by chulin. So that's the Gemara's question. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, no, you still have a problem because there's still going to be mekabel tumah even without the blood falling on it. Because we say, hukshiru b'shchita. The idea of something that's hukshiru mekabel tumah means that the process is completed. A kli cheres has to be finished before you can mekabel tumah. Food items are not considered complete until they're washed off. So he says here, the shchita is what completes the process over here for this item. So it's going to be mekabel tumah even without the blood. Right, Rashi says, hukshiru b'shchita, migo d'shari shchita l'hak basar midei eiver menachai. Once the shchita takes away the status of eiver menachai, mashlei nami ochel gabi tumah. It also makes it into the ochel. By taking away the eiver menachai, it creates this into an ochel, and therefore it's still hukshiru mekabel tumah, and therefore the yadayim that are second, the Yadayim are going to make the meat tame. Again, the kasha is how it becomes a shlishi. So who cares? Okay, so we'll get to that. So that's the first question of the Gemara. The Gemara says, right, again, we're going to say Stam Yadayim are equal to Sheni Latuma. So Taima, the Gemara says, Delo Yotze Mehen Dam. The deal we're going to make from the Mishnah is the reason why you can eat this meat with your hands that are Sheni Latuma is because it wasn't Hokshul Kabel Tumah because no blood fell in it. Taima, the inference is, had blood fallen out onto these animals, you would be able to eat them with hands that haven't been cleansed from the sheni latuma status. But am I? Why is that? Our question. The hands are second tuma. And a sheni cannot create shlishi when it comes to chulin. What's going on? So the underlying, now the Gemara say, okay, so maybe we're talking about kachim meat. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about kachim meat.
So why do we wash? Food is anyway.
Because it also be truma. Because the bread is similar to truma. It's a whole different. Okay. So he says umimai bechulin askulin. Who says we're dealing with chulin? Your whole assumption is that this meat is chulin. Maybe this meat is a carbon, is kachim, and kachim can go even to the status of a revi. Oh, a shlishi. No, a revi. Kachim will go to revi. Truma go to shlishi.
Right.
So then it makes sense. I can't take my second level tameh hands and touch the meat because I'm going to create a third level tumah on the meat. The question is, it can't be. I give you four reasons why this Mishnah cannot be speaking about kachim. Number one, midikatani chaya. In the Mishnah, it's listed the chaya, non-domesticated animal, like a deer. They cannot be brought as karbanos. Only behemoths are brought as karbanos. Midikatani chaya. The ilu kachim chay bekachim ika. There's no such thing as a chaya brought for kachim. Number two, visu I bekachim. When it comes to kachim, the Mishnah said, if no blood comes out. The animal's kosher. If no blood comes out for a carbo, the animal's kosher. The whole point of the kachim is for the blood to come out, so you can put it on the mizbeach.
Right,
exactly. V'su ibe kachim v'chi lo yotzim ehem dam kishera hu atzma l'dam hutzara. It's all needed for the blood. Reason number three. V'su ibe kachim, when it comes to kachim, v'chi yotzim ehem dam mi machshir. The blood of the, again, there's seven liquids that create hechshir that can be prepare it for tumah, hechshkabel tumah. One of them is blood, but blood of kachim is not, doesn't have that status. Blood of kachim cannot be machshir the animal to be the kabel tumah. Why? We'll see. V'chi yotzem ehendam mi machshir. V'ha amar v'chiya bar ava amar Rabbi Yochanan minayin l'dam kachim she'enu machshir. How do you know that the blood from a carbon is not machshir at food the carbon to be hooks with kabel tumah? Shenemar, because the pasuk says by blood. For start, you don't eat the blood. You have to pour it out like water onto the floor. Dam shenishbach b'mayim makshir. She'enu nishbach k'mayim enu makshir. Only blood that you let pour out onto the floor, like when you do shechita, that's going to be something hooks for kabatumah. But blood that you don't let fall out on the floor, what do we do with kachim? We're gathering it in the kli to be used. We don't want to spill maybe the blood afterwards, maybe after the dam nefesh, maybe that's what can do it. But the initial blood that comes out is not to pour out on the floor, it's to collect and put on the mizbeach. So even if that blood got onto the animal, it wouldn't be hooks for kabatumah. So it can't be in our mission, we can't be talking about kachim. And number four, v'su, I b'kachim, v'chi lo yotzim ehem dam, lo mitkashri, litkashri v'chi bas kodesh. I think number four just is against the other ones. But he says that when it comes to kachim, you don't even need the blood to make it hooks for kabel tumah. We've seen this concept before, is chibas hakodesh, the fact that it's so holy, the chibas hakodesh, that will be machshir l'kabel tumah, right? The hakai malon, chibas hakodesh mechshartan. Right, Rashi says...
At what level?
Shartan means that they now have their ability to susceptible to tumah. They're not tumah themselves. They just can, they're susceptible to get to receive tumah.
Why not trumah?
What?
Why not trumah?
What about trumah?
It's king at kachim, but
what about trumah? It's talking about meat. I don't think you give trumah from your meat. So you're talking to your Rosh Yitzhar. I don't think there's trumah from your animals. If you look at the Rashi. The last short line, Rashi says, "The kai malon chibas kodesh machshartan." The love of the hektesh, I mean, the hektesh, the fact that it's so holy, it itself can make something susceptible to tumah. Like Rav Shimon said, that the shechita makes it hektesh, because that's the completion of the process. Rashi says, "Lahame ochlei umekabel tumah," because once you shech the kodesh, it's ochel and it's mekabel tumah. The tanya psachim, the habasa, okay. And I think answer number four sort of like knocks out the other answers, because answer number four says. It is hechshir l'kabel tumah. The other answers were assuming that there is no hechshir l'kabel tumah on the animal. Okay.
What is machshir? There's no blood. So what is this? The act of
shechita. The act of it being hektesh. If it now having the process done for it, then it's hektesh. That is hechshir l'kabel tumah. The same thing that Rav Shimon said in the Mishnah that the shechita, you don't need the blood to make it hechshir l'kabel tumah. The shechita itself, it completes the process.
Just the fact that you mark.
So when in chulin it's the shechita, and by kachim it's the chibas hakodesh. Is going to be machshir.
Do you accomplish by making it hektish or just by actually slaughtering?
I think by the slaughtering. I think it has to be the slaughtering. Right? What's he saying here? Basar l'rabos eitzim levona. The afagad l'uchla ninu chibas hakodesh machshir l'uchla. Because it has to be ochel. When it's still walking around as an animal, it doesn't have that status of being an ochel. Okay. So therefore we rejected answer number one. Our question was stanya daim or sheni mutuma. How can you have a problem if this meat? Gets the blood on it, it's hooks l'kabel tumah, I can have the problem that I can't eat it with my shiny hands. If we want to make it a shlishi, there's no problem. So answer number one attempt was, we're dealing with kachim. Four reasons to reject that. So let's go to answer number two, as we turn over to Amud Beis. Answer number two, we say, we didn't turn over yet, my mistake. Amar Rav Nachman, back to Amud Aleph on the bottom, third to last line. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Hacha b'chulin shelikachon b'kesef maiser asinon v'dilo kirabi meir. We're talking about here, we're discussing here, is food items that were bought with money of Maaser Sheni. I got my Maaser Sheni. I was poded onto the money. I took the money. I went to Yerushalayim. Now I have to buy food items in Yerushalayim. And they make those food items that I buy retain the status of Maaser Sheni. I bought some barbecue. I bought an animal. That, so we're talking about an animal that was bought with the money of Maaser Sheni. Okay, Rashi says, the Ashmi'inun, the Sheni Avad Behu Shlishi, the Lokar Meir. And we're Ashmi'inun, the Sheni Avad Behu Shlishi. We're going to see now, our proof is that Maaser Sheni gets some sort of holy status. So the Maaser Sheni can actually become Tame on a Shlishi level. Therefore, the guy whose hands are Sheni shouldn't be touching the Maaser Sheni meat, because he makes it into a Shlishi. But this is not like the Shita of Meir, Ditznan, because we have a Mishnah. He says here the Mishnah is in the 11th Perek of Maseches Parah. Perek Yudalef Mishnah Hey. Ditznan. Kol hata'un bias mayim divrei sofrim. Anybody who requires washing somehow, midrabanan. Rashi says, look at this Rashi. Rashi kol hata'un bias mayim divrei sofrim. Kol shehu min haTorah tahor. Midoraisa, this person is tahor. The sofrim gazru lav tumah. But the rabbanan is a gzeir of tumah. For example, he goin hayadayim, my hands. Va'kelim shenitmu b'mashkim, or kelim that became that had non had tame water poured it, liquid are supposed to be transferred onto kelim. V'habar rosh of rubim mayim shuvim, or someone who basically has most of his body into drawn water that makes him also tame. The chol ha'amurim yitzis haShabbos eshel shmonis seyedavar, the 18 gzeros that are in Maseches Shabbos. Kulam tumos sheni latuma, all of them get the secondary level of tuma. Gazrol dayem, umetame es hakodesh ach oseu shlishi. The tama husha oser vi, it can make kodesh into a shlishi, and the kodesh can make another kodesh into a vi. So anything that's tame midin derabanan, which has a sheni status, which are the hands that we're talking about in this case, metame es hakodesh, they can be metame the kodesh. Metame means I make the next level tame, and the next level then has the ability to go to the next level. Pulsel means I make the next level tame, but it ends there. It ends there. So anything that's a shame of divrei sofim is metame sakodesh, therefore it can make the next level 3, and that can make the next level 4. The pulsel es truma and passels the truma, meaning only can make the truma go one level. Right? The mutar b'achulin u'b'achilas meiser, but it does not transmit truma to chulin and meiser sheni, divrei Rabbi Meir. The chachomer omrim b'meiser. Chachomer say no, that anything that is a sheni midrabanan can also transmit tuma to the meiser. So in this case, if my hands are sheni midrabanan, we're talking about meat that was bought from meiser sheni. According to the chachomim, not according to Rav Meir, that my hands would then transmit tuma to the meat, making it a shlishi. That's what the Mishnah says: don't eat them with your hands until they're washed. Okay. Right. So according to this, again, our Mishnah is talking about of the Hemechai Ra'och that are bought with most Maaser Sheni that cannot be Ima Tuma. Okay. Maskif lo Rav Shimi Bar Ashi. So Rav Shimi Bar Ashi asks to Rav Nachman, Mimai. From where are you saying that according to Chachamim that you can't eat it, right? What did the Mishnah say, you can't eat it? It says, V'necham b'nai musavos l'fish lo chukshar v'dam. Meaning if it is chukshar v'dam, you can't eat it. Why are you saying that? Maslav Shimi Mimai Dilma Akano Pligi Rabban Leder of Meir El Bachilas Meiser Avabanagia de Meiser Vachila de Chulin Lo Pligi. Okay, so what's going on here? So Shimi Mahashi says, why does this not look familiar to me? Even though I have it underlined. Okay. Just give me a second.
That's why it's underlined.
Probably. So this is last night. Let me see Rashi. Okay, so he says, Mimai, that's a Rashi, Mimai Yalfas Midrabanon, the Sheni Osher Shlishi by Meiser. How are you proving that a Sheni Midrabanon can make a Shlishi by Meiser Sheni? Dilma Adkan, Loka Asir Rabanon, Ela the Osher Leechol Misha Yodov Misu Ovos, or by Mamsu Uvim Lo Yochab Meiser, the Asurim by Meiser Achila Mashma, Avab Achil de Chulin Modu, Ubinigia de Meiser Namilo Asri. So maybe they're saying, maybe the only Isser is to actually eat it. For you to eat it with your unclean hands. For you to eat with your unclean hands or for you to
eat it if you are tame.
If you are tame. But maybe our Mishnah is talking about where somebody else is putting it into your mouth. So somebody has shiny hands, touches the miser meat to make it a shlishi, and he feeds it to me. Who says that that's a problem? Right? Why is that what he's saying? Is that what he's saying? I come up to me, but when a person is goofy or dying or shame a tumor, he's not allowed to eat miser. But there's no problem. You're not allowed to eat it, but there's no problem in touching it. So if this guy touches it, he makes it into a shlishi, he can maybe feed it to me. And the Mishnah, the assumption of the Mishnah is there's a problem eating it. Well, I can find a case now where eating it's not a problem, where it's being fed to me by that person who touched it. Right? Yeah. What? Yeah. Right. So he says, Avabinagia de Meiser, Uvachilachul and Lopligi. And it would be a mutter then for a person whose hands, it'd be mutter then for a person whose hands are washed to eat this meat that was touched by a person whose hands are not washed. Because maybe the sheni doesn't make it into a shlishi. It's just us for you to touch it. Who says us for you to eat it once it's touched? Okay. So the Gemara says, well, I tell you why. It's not talking about achila. It's talking about negiya because the Mishnah says, he finishes his kasha. The kasha says, v'ha b'negiya hi. And our Mishnah is talking about negiya, talking about that you can't touch it. And if you... Maybe the machlokas is that you just can't eat the meiser with your tuma hands. But just touching it, and like achila b'chulin, lo pligi. There's no machlokas, that's mutter. And how negiya he? And our Mishnah is talking about negiya because it's about touching. Midiktanim ne'echalim b'yadayim misuavos. Mi lo askinim de kasafi lechavrei. We're talking about a case where somebody else puts it in his mouth. Milo askin, Rashi says, "Klomer milo mashma nami necholim acherim, afilu hachi daik mastis and hayotzim hendam ein necholim." Over here, in Loshmon, the question is: so the midbar gam over that yedei haokel atzmo taharot. The person who's eating it, his hand, he's clean, but his friend is putting it into his mouth. So therefore, we see from our Mishnah that even if the baser was hukshel lekabel tuma, so maybe we're saying that there's no problem of touching it, right? According to the Machlokas Din Rabbanan and Rav Meir, is only eating it. But touching it is not a problem. And our Mishnah is talking about touching. So you can't say that our Mishnah is talking about Meiser meat, because nobody will hold that touching Meiser meat creates a shlishi. You just have an Isra about eating it. So, okay, fine. So El Amar Papa, so Rappa says, what are we talking about here? Hacha b'yadayim t'chilas askinen. Right, we're not talking about a case where your hands are sheni. Typically, our hands are sheni to him, and the problem is, the question was, how does that transmit shlishi? And we're talking about here in our Mishnah is where your hands are rishon lekabel tumah. So we have to get, how do you get that status, but fine. Ela amra papa, hacho b'yadayim t'chilos haskinon v'Rab Shimon ben Elazar hi. And it's the shita of Rab Shimon ben Elazar, the Tanya. Because we have a brisa that says, ein yadayim t'chilos l'chulin. There's no concept of making your hands able to transfer tuma to chulin. Yadayim cannot be rishon can't be rishon. Therefore, they can't transmit to chulin. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Omer Shimon Rav Meir, Rav Shimon Elazar says no. Yadayim tchilos lechulin, shnias letruma. Yadayim can create something that can be rishon v'tuma, and they're shnias letruma. What?
Can pass along to sheni.
It can pass along to a sheni. The Gemara asks, wait a second. Your hands become a rishon lechulin, but only a sheni letruma makes no sense because truma is more chomer. So it says, no, tchilas lechulin in lechuma lo, it can only become a rishon for chulin and not a rishon lechavi truma. The Gemara says, no, hachkamar af lechulin, tchilas af lechulin, it can be a rishon even to chulin, koshkein truma, and shnios lechuma in lechulin lo. So there is situations where my hands considered a rishon, both lechavi chulin and truma, but my hands can be considered, if there are certain situations where my hands are sheni, that only impacts truma, won't impact chulin, but when my hands are a rishon, they will impact both chulin and truma. And the Gemara asks, "Umiika yadayim tchilos." In what case do I have? What's the situation where my hands, again, the rabbanon, are considered a rishon and truma? The Gemara says, "In the following case, the Tanya of the following brisa, hichnis yadav lebeis hamanuga yadav tchilos divrei Rabbi Kiva v'chamei omr yadav shnios." According to Rabbi Kiva, if there's a house that has tsaras, and I don't walk into the house, I just stick my hands into the house, my hands, me the rabbanon, get a status of a rishon.
Chacham say
doesn't spread. Just records be a b'miksas. And Chacham say no, you get the level of shnios. So the Gemara says the kuliyama be a b'miksas lashma meat be a. Everyone holds it just this partial entrance does not constitute full entrance. Therefore, there's the rice for you not tummy. The tummy being posed on you is a tumah derabbanan, but the rabbanan imposed onto you what level? Rabbi Kiva says rishon, chacham say sheni. The machlokas here is whether you're a rishon or sheni, your hands, is what you're comparing, when you're making the gezerah, what are you comparing your hands to? Yadav atu gufu. The gezerah is, we're going to make your hands tamei, lest you bring your whole body into there. So, Mar, Mar Kivu, says that you get a status of rishon, sabar yadav kegufu shavina rabbanon. The rabbanon make the gezerah, they say your hands are going to equal what your body would be had you gone in completely. Your body would have been a rishon had you come in complete, gone in completely. So we're making your hands a rabbanon into a rishon. But rabbanon, mar savar yodav gufo shavina rabbanon. Umar, the chacham savar, yadayin kiyadayin da alma shavina rabbanon. No, what the gezerah was, that you make your hands tameh, like all other situations where you make your hands tameh, which is on a sheni level. But bottom line is, you see, according to Rabbi Kiva, you can become a rishon by your hands. So the Gemara then asks, so why are you establishing the Mishnah in accordance with Rav Shimon ben Elazar, establishing the Mishnah according with Rabbi Kiva? He's the one who says, beferish, that your hands become a rishon. So he said, v'lokmo ki Rabbi Kiva, right? The Amar, because he said, beferish, yodav tichilas havyan. So the Gemara says, wait, no, because we don't know for sure. Dilma kika am Rabbi Kiva, maybe when Rabbi Kiva says that your hands get a rishon, if you put them into the tzara's house, Han miri b'tshuma v'kadashim v'chamiri. Maybe they only get a status of rishon legabe truma and kachim. But about chulin shnius havyon. Maybe when it comes to chulin, he'll agree becomes a sheni. So I can't necessarily prove that you become a rishon lechulin from Rabbi Akiva. I don't see how you can prove it from Shimon Elazar, but because his whole shita is dependent on Rabbi Akiva. But okay, so he says. So the Gemara says, who can? Let's keep it like Rabbi Akiva. V'lahavein shnius, and let the case be where you stick your hands in, you become a sheni. Let the case be where your hands are a sheni. Let our Mishnah go according to Sidi Rabbi Kiva. Forget all these other plans. Say our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva is the one who holds that when it comes to Tumah, Chulin can contract Tumah on a Shlishi level. So my hands are a sheni, and I'm going to touch the Chulin, it's going to become a Shlishi. So let the Mishnah be according to Rabbi Kiva. It's not, because we have a Mishnah that says, Bo Bayom, on that day, every Bo Bayom is the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed to the Nasi in place of Rabbi Gamliel. So Bo Bayom, Darsh Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva made the drasha. The pasuk says by Tumah Sheretz in the Kli Cheres, right, the Kli Cheres gets Tumah on the inside, even without being touched. They call Kli Cheres with Gomer, the Kol Asher Misofu Yitma. So he says, doesn't say Tameh becomes Tameh, rather Lonemer Eli Yitma, Li Tameh Acherim. So what happens? The Kli Cheres has the Sheretz is the Rishon. Right, how's that work? We made al kikar sheni shehu osa shlishi. It teaches you that the bread is a sheni kikrika shlishi. I guess the sheretz is the av. It goes inside to the kli, which makes it a rishon. The bread inside makes it a sheni. And the pasuk that Rabbi Kiva darshes, the sheni can make a shlishi, even by chulin. So you see that Rabbi Kiva holds that you can make a shlishi by chulin. Just say our mishnah like Rabbi Kiva, be done with it. He says, no, dil lahani mili tumi dioraisa. About the Rabbanan, no. Maybe Rabbi Kiva only says that when you're tummy midoraisa, then you can pass on to a shlishi status to chulin. But who says? He says by tumah derabbanan, you can pass it on a shlishi status to the chulin. So now we're saying. So the second answer here was is that our Mishnah is talking about yadayim tchilas derabbanan a libe derabbi Shimon ben Elazar. We try to say it was libe derabbi Kiva. No, we can only use Rabbi Kiva to prove that you can get to the sheni, the rishon leni by your hands. But according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, it's not going to be according to Rabbi Akiva. We can have a third answer. Let's start. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Oshia. You know what? Let's pick up here tomorrow. Tomorrow's a regular schedule. Tomorrow's Daven, right? Daf at 6:10, Daf in Zachris at 7. Okay, everybody have an excellent day. Again, today's Daf was sponsored the whole week by Judy and Howie Khan, Lezecha Nishmas, Hindel Bas, Hachav Yisrael, and by Sherry and Beryl Daskel, Lezecha Nishmas, Yitzhak Moshe, Ben Yisrael Yehuda, the Neshama should have Elios.
Exactly.